Marylanders may not be aware of the rich history behind the historic African-American communities in Baltimore County. Some of these self-sustaining communities date back to the late 1800s. Maryland Humanities Council Speakers Bureau scholar and author Lewis Diggs highlights one such community in Baltimore County, Dundalk's Turner Station.
Turner Station, located in the southeast corridor of Baltimore County, has been in existence as an African-American community since the 1890s, not long after the Pennsylvania Steel Company considered Sparrows Point as a desirable place to build their blast furnace. Homes for workers, Negroes, Russians, and Hungarians sprung up. In the beginning, two streets, I and J Streets, contained homes rented to African-American workers at the plant. As the steel mill grew, workers from around the state and across the nation flocked there, including African-Americans from Virginia and South and North Carolina. Not all communities near the point, however, welcomed blacks, and public transportation from Baltimore City was not yet fully in existence. Therefore, many of them put up tents and log cabins on property close to the point owned by Mr. Joshua J. Turner, a local businessman. The property called The Meadows is now a vacant lot that still exists on the corner of Dundalk Avenue and Main Street. In the 1880s, a Mr. Anthony Thomas came from the Eastern Shore with his son, Dr. Joseph Thomas, who settled in Turner Station. Mr. Thomas began the Tuxedo Savings and Loan Company, offering loans for African-American workers so that they may purchase land to build their homes. Mr. Thomas also opened a grocery store and a real estate company, but it was his son, Dr. Thomas, who had even greater impact. He created the Edgewater Beach, consisting of three restaurants, a 1,000-seat pavilion, and a merry-go-round. He built a large baseball field and owned a minor league Negro baseball team that competed with teams throughout the area. And with the help of African-American workers from the point who donated their time after work, he built a theater on Main Street. In the early 1900s, workers made decent earnings at the point. Residents opened their own businesses, offering everything the community needed, from doctors to undertakers, barbershops, trash removal businesses, restaurants, gas stations, bus companies, retail shops, taxi companies, and more. When a dollar was spent there, it circulated within the community many times before it left. What could not be obtained in Turner Station could be found in the point's company store. At the end of World War II, steel began being imported into the United States, and as Bethlehem Steel reduced its number of workers, communities at the point began to disappear. Turner Station shrunk drastically. Today, Turner Station is one of the last undeveloped waterfront neighborhoods in Baltimore, and those who live there are dedicated to revitalizing their community in connection with its long history, faith, community, and its unique place in our past.
Lewis Diggs is currently working on his 10th book, A Resource for African-American Marylanders Seeking to Learn About Their Civil War Ancestors. Learn more about his series of books covering all 40 historic African-American communities in Baltimore County at lewisdiggs.com. The Maryland Humanities Council is a statewide educational nonprofit that uses the humanities, such as archaeology and poetry, to promote civic engagement and inform dialogue about critical issues. I'm Phoebe Stein, Executive Director of the Maryland Humanities Council, for WYPR, your NPR news station.